or some people's talent don't have the talent, can't be in the choir because they don't have the talent to make.
Well.
To make
music, or to preach, or to teach, or to speak, of that.
But now you might say, "Oh, the music this morning was music."
Well, not too easy about that, baby. Me, it depends on sitting on just a test. You go to church. It depends on what sort of attitude, what sort of shape you was in when you went to church.
Yeah.
See? And if you was in the right spirit and the right attitude, the song will look like lift you up and pick you up. And if you ain't, well, you go to church is another day.
Yeah. But you might, one day the songs might just sound you say, "Oh, the songs just sound
beautiful."
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful and lovely. Oh, I just enjoy it. It's so beautiful.
Now, you might be going to church, and on the way to church, you had a flat tire. You'd say,
"Well, I hate to have this flat tire. It look like
church will be up.
Church will be made over when I get there.
Church is going to be over.
I'm going to be over. Going to be stopped. But I'm a man likes to be on time."
Yeah. The enemy and the opposite of God is called
the devil.
Okay.
Or Satan.
Yeah. Any other names for him? They call him
the devil,
Old Scratch.
Satan.
Old Scratch. You ever hear that?
I've heard that in the radio.
Did you ever talk about a fellow who maybe, when you were kids, if you didn't behave, this guy was going to get you? The who was going to get
you? Well, if you don't behave, then the devil's going to get you.
Or the
boogerman.
Boogerman. Is he the same thing as the devil? Or?
Well, I don't know. That's what they meant.
Yeah. When you go by a kind of a place at night, maybe, and they say it's got what in it? It's got all them things that are white, maybe, or some of them are all sort of different. Maybe some of them. What is it they think they see around a graveyard, people?
Well, around the graveyard, I see lots of flowers. I have to go by these flower place, I see lots of flowers.
What about at night?
Well, at night.
It would frighten.
Well, at night, of course not. To go by a place like that, if you don't have no lights, I don't see the flower.
Yeah.
If you don't have it lit up. But if it's lit up, I see them.
Yeah.
But if it's lit up, I can see them at night.
Around a graveyard at night?
Well, a graveyard at night, you can't just see nothing. Maybe you can discern the tombstones over, and that's all, just all.
Yeah. What might folks see there, them white things that would flutter around in the night?
Well, you might see a hand, a spirit.
Yeah. Any other names for them folks call them?
It's a spirit, hands, and a ghost.
Ghost, yeah.
Ooh.
And what about those places that them old houses that were back in the woods, folks wouldn't go to, and they'd say they were?
Well, handy.
Handy.
Now come to say handy. Somebody died in there.
Have you ever had anything like that happen to you?
No.
Now, you might say, often when I go to sleep, I...
Only this now, listen. As I said, I'm telling somebody, I've heard some rackets around this house. I've even, one or two nights, and I've heard the brother-in-law say he heard it. And the last time I heard it, there's something that looked like I'm tapping. I got up and went around and looked all around the house. You couldn't see anything, but didn't see nothing.
But you thought she heard?
A spirit. I just see a spirit.
It must have been.
It must have been a hand or a spirit sometime. Then tell you another thing, if somebody died around, I say it must have been so-and-so. Spirit.
Yeah.
It's like that bucket where that thing was in dishes still going back there.
Yeah.
I hear it bop there once in a while, and then I tell you what, I just sell it. I said, "That thing on, Mr. I said, I bought that thing, your wife paid the money for it." I said, "I let it alone." I went, whoom! I heard that thing right back on.
Yeah.